This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Search and rescue officials in Colorado are working to keep up with increased demands on local rescue teams. That includes more funding and looking at recruitment challenges, says Jeff Sparhawk, the executive director of the Colorado Search and Rescue Association.
For most of the younger folks, if you're living in a mountain community, you're working multiple jobs, probably, just to live there. And you don't necessarily have time for search and rescue.
Revenue from tying state park passes to vehicle registrations is expected to add millions to search and rescue funding each year. The rain is helping green things up. It's great for our gardens, but it's also great for a perennial pest. The Japanese beetle is a colorful, shimmering bug that's pretty to look at, but it devours ivy and rose bushes. Fatuma Ahmad is a gardening expert with Frontline Farming.
I do think that with this early rain, we are going to be dealing with Japanese beetles a little more intensely than last year.
There are no natural predators for the beetles in Colorado and no real effective way to get rid of them. Ahmad suggests picking the beetles off your plants by hand, which could reduce the number of eggs they lay and make them less of a problem next year. This is CPR News and KRCC. Colorado Springs is picking a new mayor for the first time in 8 years. And tomorrow night, CPR News will have updates on the race from our partners at KRCC. Who will voters choose to lead the state's second largest city? Coverage starts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here on CPR and KRCC. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air. And if you wanted to go out and get some fresh air today, it may be raining where you are because rain is expected for much of the state throughout this afternoon, though tomorrow should be a little more sunny.